I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. The June 2nd primary votes are still being counted, changing some races. Gun violence hits a high school graduation. Dramatic cuts to federal health care funding are looming, and Meta announced a technical solution to the impact of its products on teens. Votes are still being counted for the June 2nd primary election, with a vast majority of votes coming in as mail-in ballots. At the state level, Assemblymember Damon Connolly is dominating the race for California's 2nd Senate District seat, holding about two-thirds of the vote. The race for Connolly's open 12th Assembly District seat remains close. The two top contenders are Marin County Supervisor Eric Lucan and Corrections Officer Aaron Cervantes. The 12th District includes the Sonoma County cities of Cotati, Petaluma, Rohnert Park, and Santa Rosa, as well as all of Marin County. Locally in Marin County, Novato School Board President Magali Lameta has jumped out to a strong lead in the District 5 supervisor's race, with nearly half of all the votes counted so far. Winemaker Andy Podchadley is running second. In the District 1 supervisor contest, incumbent Mary Sackett appears to be headed for re-election over challenger Mark Galperin, capturing nearly 6,000 out of 7,200 votes. In Congress, Representative Jared Huffman is cautiously optimistic about his lead in the primary for California's newly drawn 2nd Congressional District. Huffman said in a statement that in November, Republican voters could consolidate behind a second-place challenger, most likely Robin Lateo, a Reading school board member and small business owner. And finally, voters appear to overwhelmingly support the Sonoma-Marin Area Rail Transit System. Measure B, which would extend the quarter-cent sales tax that funds the SMART train, would provide nearly $51 million annually for rail operations, maintenance, and future expansion projects. A shooting at a high school graduation in Fairfield last week left one dead, three hospitalized, and administrators scrambling to provide mental health support amid commencement season. The incident happened Wednesday night in the parking lot of Fairfield High School after students had walked across the stadium stage to receive their diplomas from neighboring Sem Yeto Continuation High School. An 18-year-old died from gunshot wounds, while victims age 11, 20, and 25 were hospitalized. Fairfield High School's own graduation Friday was moved to another high school location. California State Treasurer Fiona Ma and State Comptroller Malia Cohen spoke last week about the potential crisis for hospitals in California resulting from major federal cuts to health care funding. H.R. 1, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill, could cause service reductions or closures in rural hospitals and even impact facilities in the Bay Area. Many rural hospitals already face financial strain and rely heavily on Medi-Cal patients. The two state officials said that as coverage losses take effect around October, hospital revenues could drop sharply. Rural hospitals can also be a major employer in the region, Cohen said. Closures could trigger job losses, economic instability, homelessness, and other financial hardships. Menlo Park-based Meta announced Tuesday a worldwide expansion of its 13-plus content settings for teen accounts on Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger. A limited content option allows parents to restrict what teens age 13 to 17 can view. The global rollout follows recent lawsuits over the company's mental health impact on young users. The settings were first launched on Instagram in the U.S., U.K., Australia, and Canada last year. Meta spokesperson Wong O'Connor said there's no foolproof way to keep teens from lying about their age to circumvent the features, but they're testing out an AI solution that can help determine age through usage patterns. Right now, teen accounts are automatically enrolled in the 13-plus setting and can only opt out with parental approval. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.